Brandon, a 2-1 scoreline suggests a tight game, but it wasn't really.
Yeah, listen, I thought the first 20-25 minutes we were outstanding. You know, obviously we got two goals there. And I think we took our foot off the gas. Like, you know, I think we had, like, within them 25 minutes, we must have had about 6 or 7 really good chances, and especially to put the game to bed. But they got that chance, and listen, they were brilliant. They took it. They held on. That's what they wanted to do, you know. And yeah, listen, we're just delighted how the game ended up. It doesn't matter whether you win 2-1 or 6-1. It doesn't matter. You're true.
Rory always looks for a performance, but today it was just about getting over the line.
We knew they'd be tough to play against, you know. They're not here for nothing. Like, they're here because of the way they play, and they've been brilliant at it, to be fair to them. Like, so for us, we just had to work all week on how to sort of break them down and how to go and score goals. And that's where, obviously, we scored 2 in the first 20 minutes, and they talked about brilliant. Like, but if we could have kept that going, we probably could have scored more, but we were in the lead, so we had nothing. You know, we could just relax and just let them come on to us.
You're about to find out how big the FAI Cup final day out is for Derry City supporters.
Yeah, listen, it's something that you dream about at the start of the season, you know. It's, of course, like, as I said before, it's nothing better as a footballer to be, at the end of the season, have that cup final to look forward to, you know. But we'll always put it at the back of our heads and look forward to the game on Friday.